If you are glad to see the last day in 2017, I want you, hallelujah, to show it. One hallelujah. Some people are alive, but they're alive and they can't carry their hands. Somebody has to help them to do that. Some can't carry their legs. They need help with that. Some cannot eat by themselves. They need all kinds of help to do that. If you are able to do everything that God made you with, your physical components are still working. You may have some aches here and there, but if they are still working, I want you to let God know that they are still working. Register those instruments. Register your hand. Register your mouth. Register your leg. With a shout of hallelujah. There's only one thing that qualifies people to make impact in this part of the world, is to be present. The people, no matter how gifted a person is, if he's in the grave, there's nothing he can do. So some people may be counting their blessings and seeing that, well, I try to count the blessings, but I see a lot of not so many things that don't look like blessing. But if you are still physically here, if you are still present, I like how the Bible says it. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. It is a register of presence. It is an acknowledgement that I am still alive. That's the only way you can tell God that you are alive. I know he knows that you are alive, but you register your presence on this earth by shouting, by praising him. Can you give him one more shout of hallelujah? God has been good to us. God has been good to me. I want you to raise those hands to God this evening and just appreciate him. Let him know that you are grateful this evening. Let him know that there is no God like him. Let him know that he has been the God that has shown up for you. Mention some things that he did in 2017. Some of you were not married January 2017. Some didn't have babies. Some didn't have as many babies that they have now. We as a church, God has been good to us. This 1 year, we expanded to that other side, 5935. This 1 year, we had the church bus. This one year, all kinds of good things. We have only increased. There has not been any decrease. Nobody was deleted. Everybody that entered this year with us, we can still account for them. Some may not be with us, but we know where they are. They are still alive. They are doing well. If you can't thank God for yourself, will you thank him for me? Will you say, Father, thank you for Pastor E. Thank you because you have not made it to sorrow. Thank you because when women go to the delivery room, they come out alive. Dead, no dead baby comes out of a living woman. No the alive baby coming out from a dead woman, both living men, women and baby. Come on, let God hear you say thank you. Lord, we are grateful this evening. Hallelujah to your name. What a good God. What a faithful God. What a reliable God. What a God that doesn't fail. Oh, we are grateful. We are grateful. Oh, thank you. Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whenever we come to church, we do congregational things, but everything is individual. The other person that is by your side may not have received what you have received. So don't look at them and pretend that you are on the same level. God might have done something better in your own case than theirs. So let your response to God be individual. I still want you to thank God. What one thing did God do for you this year that you were not expecting? Some people have been coming here ever since saying catch up, catch up, catch up, catch up. Something they didn't see it coming, but it showed up. What did God do for you this year that you didn't see coming? Or you saw it coming, but it came better than you saw coming? I want you to mention that thing before him and let your praise look like what he did. Don't be quiet because I see so many people quiet. It doesn't look like God has done something good. Come on, let your praise show it. Let your thanksgiving show it. Tonight. What a good God. What a good God. What a good God. Oh, what a good, good God. We celebrate. We glorify. What a good God. We worship you tonight. Hallelujah to your name. Lebro shaparagaria. Runemanda labadoshatala. Mesototaya. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We say thanks, thanks, we give you thanks,
oh my God,
for all you have done, mighty, mighty God.
We are so blessed.
We are so blessed.
Our souls
have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Can I tell you the truth? Nobody knows how to do life. We are all playing it as it happens. Anybody that pretends like he's an expert, it's only God that knows. We saw the picture that there was a day it rained in this church. We know, how do you work out about that? It rained in the church. It was not raining outside. It was only in this place that it rained. You know, there was a joke that the lady didn't come back. She actually did come back. But you know, it is possible that that can be the end of a church. I mean, you may laugh about it, but that can be the end of a church. How do you play that out? What do you do as a pastor? There's no training for that. I have gone to Bible school. I was born in a church family. I know about church a lot. I don't know if I know a little bit about computer, but church, I know a lot because I was born into it. You can't learn about that, but God can help you. I know God has helped some people here this evening. Will you raise those hands to Him and say, "Oh, we are so blessed." Higher, God, our souls are so red. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Oh, we say thanks to our Father. Oh mighty God, oh mighty God. Oh, we give you thanks for all. Oh mighty God,
we are so blessed.
We are so blessed. For me, that the reality of God blessing people around you has been real for me is this year. I have seen literally God move from people from zero to something. I have seen really God bringing out potential from this one year. In this year, do you know how many cars people bought in this church? Do you know? It's amazing. It's humbling. And it's only Him that did it. Some of you, your family members, God has blessed them. Some people that evil will come upon and it will affect you, God has made sure that evil didn't come about on them. So we give Him thanks. Come on, let's do it one more time. Oh, oh mighty God, we give you thanks. We are so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. I'm sensing a different direction from what I prepared for, and I'll just flow. I'm going to say a story, and that story is to help you to give thanks. There was this professor that used to take a class, and when he takes the class, people fail. So there was a delegate that went to the professor and said, "Sir, please, can you have mercy on us so that in the exam we will not fail like we have been failing?" And the professor said, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. Just watch out. In the exam, I'm going to do something to help you." So he gave them four questions. The first question was tough. The second question was not that cheap. The third was not that cheap. Now, the fourth question was confusing. Confusing. And what the fourth question had was, "Congratulations, question mark." And they didn't know how to go about that. "Congratulations, question mark. We don't understand what this means." So they were confused what to do with the last question. So when they turned the papers in and they went to the professor and said, "Well, you did it again. You made us to fail." He said, "I did not do that." He said the first question had about 10 points. The second question about 10 points. The third question about 10 points. But the fourth question had 60 points. So if you get the last question, you will pass this exam. And he said, the answer to the last question, it kind of is already there. I put congratulations. What I just wanted you to supply was thank you. Thank you. If you supply thank you, you get all the marks. Ladies and gentlemen, 2017 has few minutes remaining. God is expecting us to supply thank you. And the remaining things will drop. The things in 2018 will drop. The things that God has for you and I in 2018 will drop. And we are so blessed. Oh, our soul. We are so blessed. Oh my God, our soul, oh, shall rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. So blessed. And our soul shall find rest. Say that you were good, and all the miracles has brought us joy. Oh, we are changed, all those we have, we're blessing you right now. And we will say, and we will say, and we will say that you were good, and all the miracles you've done has brought. It has brought us joy. We have been changed. Every hope we bless in you. Adalo shadaba kazani andele bota. It's our declaration that we are in love with you. We declare mataya daba kazani daba yada bota. Yeah. you talk to him in your own way. Be your name. To say thank you. You have been good to us. That's why next week Sunday we just want to dance and say thank you. All of it. Just dedicate the whole service to you. Because you have been good to us. If anything worked this year, it's user. It's not our education. It's not even our qualifications. It's not our connections. Not who we know. Not what we see. Not what we wear. Not where we live. It's just you, sir. You are the one that has made us look good. Some people ask us, how are you doing it? But the truth of the matter is not how we are doing it. It's who is doing it. And you are the one, sir. You are responsible. You are the one behind everything. Every good thing that happened in 2017, you own it. And we are grateful. We say thank you. Be exalted forever. Take all the praise. Tell us a few things before we get into 2018. And let that year be better than this year. In the name of Jesus. Every month of 2018, let us sing songs of victory. Let it be victory all the way. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Can somebody still give God a big shout of hallelujah? Hallelujah. Hey. I sense something. I sense that 2018 will be better in quality, in quantity, in beauty, in glory than 2017. If that is true about you, I want you to give God a shout. Woo-hoo! Hey, glory. Hey, hey. Thank you, Jesus. All right. You may shake your neighbor and tell them, see you on the other side. Of 2018. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to look at yourself very well now. When you join the gym, they will ask you to take pictures of before and after. Some of us need to take the before picture because this is the least you will ever be. Look at the faces that you are seeing now. Very soon, this will be like when we are doing workers, leaders meeting. Amen. I see us as a church leaving this place in 2018. You thought God did stuff with Victory House in 2018. One day you will come to church, you'll be like, am I in another church? Until you hear Pastor, he's singing or doing something funny, you know. Oh, God is up to something good. And we are ready for it in Jesus' name. In a few minutes, I'll just charge us as much as I can. We'll take the communion, we'll pray, we'll say some of the prophecies we've heard concerning the new year, and then we'll be on our way. Amen? I'm going to talk about what I call victory all the way. Can somebody say victory? Victory. All the way. If you have been coming to Victory House, you should know about victory all the way. Everything we online, we have victory all the way. On the website, victory all the way. Instagram is victory all the way. Facebook is victory all the way. Do we have Twitter? I don't think so. But it's victory all the way. Look at your neighbor. Tell them victory all the way. That's your portion in 2018. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. And from verse, I'll just read verse 14. Bible says, Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Now thanks be to God who give us victory all the way. That's your story in the name of Jesus. Because in Christ, God has a victory that is victory connected to victory. I don't know about you, but I've met people who they won in life. They have wins in life. They've succeeded in life. They have success in life. But they have a big share of failure too. So there's so much failure that sometimes it now negates the effect of the success. It now negates the effect of the victory. But ladies and gentlemen, if you are in Christ, what Christ has purchased for you and I is perpetual victory. It is not victory and loss. It is not victory and failure, but victory all the way. I want somebody to say victory all the way. You see, what happened to man when man fell in the Garden of Eden was that man became a perpetual failure. So when Jesus came onto the scene, one of the things Jesus came to do was to reinforce the winning power of God over man, such that man can now begin to experience victory all the way. Man can now be deleted from that defeat camp. And I see somebody here, if you have suffered any defeat in 2017, that's the last defeat you'll suffer in the name of Jesus. In 2018, it is victory all the way. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. 1 John chapter 5, 4 to 5. It says, because every child of God is able to defeat the world. Every child of God has something in him to be able to defeat the world. And it says, and we win victory over the world by means of our faith. I'm reading the Good News Translation here. We win the victory over the world by the means of our faith. Who can defeat the world? Only the person who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. That means that when you connect to Jesus, you share in his victory. You share in the victory that Jesus came to give. Because what Jesus came to do was that Jesus came to purchase a victory that you couldn't buy for yourself. Man could not buy the victory that man needed. The greatest victory that man needed was the victory over sin. Because it was sin that brought all the trouble. So a man could not do anything about that victory. But Jesus came, purchased that victory, gave you that victory. Now when you accept the work that Jesus has done, you appropriate that victory unto yourself. And you begin to enjoy victory. And if you are here, you have given your life to Jesus, I have good news for you. It's victory all the way for you in 2018 in the name of Jesus. Now, usually, it seems that the people that Jesus has gotten this victory for don't manifest in this victory. I need to tell you this. There are two sides to the victory that we have in Jesus. There is a legal side to that victory, and there is a vital side or a reality side. There is a legal side. The legal side is what happened when Jesus was on the cross. Jesus has done it. Your prayer is not what will make victory happen. It is not because we pray that we have victory. It is not because we fast that we have victory. When Jesus said it was finished meant that now victory is available. That's what it means. Now what happens is that many people still are not enjoying the fullness of that victory. Not because it's not available, but because they don't know how to now appropriate the victory. They don't know how to enforce the victory. They don't know how to make the victory out. So to enjoy victory all the way, you need to understand that the legal side of victory has to become the vital side. You have to enforce victory. I mean, if you've watched any movie about thrones, about kingdoms, you will notice that when somebody is made a king, he might be anointed as a king, but the time between when he's anointed and the king and the time he becomes king usually are not the same time. He may be anointed even in the United States. We elected the president November 20th, right? Is it 20th? 8th, okay, thank you. We did inauguration January 20th. So we elected a new president November 8th. He's already the president-elect. Of course, there's a president still in the office who is on his way out. But he's eventually Mr. President too. But he does not get the office. The reality of the election does not come on him until January 20. Ladies and gentlemen, November 8th was for us as children of God what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Many people are living in November 8th. They live all their 2017. Some people, if they are not careful, will live 2018 in November 8th. They will not move into January 20 when they now occupy the office where they have been sworn in, when they have gotten the election from. The thing that they have won, the victory that they have won. And ladies and gentlemen, in the next few minutes, I just want to show you how in the new year we can create an atmosphere for that winning to operate in our life in the name of Jesus. So I believe victory happens in atmospheres. Victory happens in atmosphere, and atmosphere simply speaks of enable environment that will make things happen. So there are atmospheres that affect victory. If you want victory to happen, although Jesus has gotten it for you, you need to create the atmosphere that will make victory to work. The first atmosphere you need to create is be praiseful. Be praiseful. Songs, singing, thanksgiving, praising God, they are not a way to start services. They are not just a way to just get in the groove of service, because that's what many people think. You know, when we come to church, the people will sing and then they help. It helps us to wait until the man of God comes to preach. No, it is not an interlude. It is not something to help us and to soothe us and calm. No, no, no. It's an atmosphere. When you sing, when you praise God, you create an atmosphere that attracts victory naturally. You create an atmosphere that attracts victory naturally. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15. There was a time that the people were confused. They didn't know if they were going to win or not. And the Bible said they spoke to Elijah. And Elijah now told them, bring somebody who will get on the music. Bring a musician. Because if I can create a praiseful atmosphere, I can invoke victory. Ladies and gentlemen, in 2018, you will come against some things that will not look like victory. You will come against some things that will challenge your victory in Christ. They will challenge your health. They will challenge your finances. They will speak against your marriage. But ladies and gentlemen, in those areas, in that time, it is not for you to start complaining. It is not for you to be asking why. It is now for you to create an atmosphere that enforces the victory that Jesus got for you on the cross. And the atmosphere you should first create is about atmosphere of praise, atmosphere of thanksgiving. Praise God. Let your car be filled with music. Let your phone not just be about Facebook and then checking what this person posted about themselves. Had they post behind the car? Had they post the whole new dress? And you know, some people, you can't take their picture too much in church because that dress, I've used it before to take pictures, so you can't take it again. You know, it's concerned about that. No, that's not what you need most. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to create an atmosphere of praise. And I see somebody enjoying victory in the name of Jesus. Another atmosphere, another thing we need to do to create atmosphere of victory is to be prayerful. I talked a little bit about prayer this morning. In 2018, ladies and gentlemen, we will pray. Look at your neighbor, say, we will pray. They don't believe you. Look for another neighbor. Tell them, we will pray. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something about prayer and enforcing victory. Let me tell you the truth. The devil is a stupid devil. The fact that God has declared that 2018 is your year of victory does not mean that the devil will let you ride on a free ride. I can tell you, January 2, January 3, it will show up again like it normally does. That's why we must engage the force of prayer. We must engage the force that shatters him. We must be steadfast in prayer. We must not just be weaklings. We must not just be people that just say, sometimes I pray, I preach, and I say people should say, God help me. That's good prayer. It's good prayer. But we are not just going to start at God help me. We are going to make some spiritual power available in this place. Can I get amen to that? Because there is something about being prayerful. It creates an atmosphere of victory. Another thing, I'm rushing because I want to get somewhere before 12 midnight comes in. Another thing that you can do, ladies and gentlemen, to create an atmosphere of victory is to be bold. Be bold. Be bold. In 2018, there are things that you have failed in before, and there is something about past failures. You know what they tell you? You can't do it. Sometimes you need to look those things and tell them, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The fact that I failed in 2017 does not mean I will fail now. I didn't succeed then, but I will come against you, and this time I will succeed. Can I get amen to that? I was reading the story of one man that was just elected president in Liberia. A soccer guy. The guy always wanted to be president. He went for it for the first time. 2005, I believe. They threw him away. But you know what he did? He went to recoup. He went to school. He went to do other things. And he came back and he became the president. Ladies and gentlemen, the places that you have failed before in 2017, you will go back there and you will succeed. I thought somebody would say a bigger amen. Amen. Let me tell you, God always works in favor of the bold. There are many things that you will never come into if you are not bold, that you'll be scared to your pants. I'm telling you. Ask many people that have done great things for God. What was going on in your mind? He said, I didn't know too. They will tell you. It's just courage in God, boldness in God. I mean, if you're part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, you will know that as an organization, we do big things. Our general pastor does a lot of big things. But most of those things are daring bold. How do you say you want to have a meeting and have 7 million people there? That's being bold. Because you know what you're assuming? You're assuming that there will be no stampede. You're assuming that there will be no funny people that will try to kill people and knife people and all of that kind of thing. A lot of assumptions. A lot of things that you are taking for granted, that everything will work in a nation where other things don't work. That's being bold, sir. But does it work? It works. How would he have known that it will work? Because he just dared it. So in 2018, I dare you to dare God. I dare you to allow, do things that God will say, that it will look like you are pushing it too far. You need to push the envelope. Some of us are playing it too safe. The reason many people have not seen God show up the way he wanted to show up in 2017 is that you were too casual. You were too safe. You were playing it too like, I just have to be careful. You know, Pastor, if I'm not careful, there's nobody that is going to make it alive out of this world. Alive. We are all going to die somehow. Even if rapture happens, we'll die. This present body will die. So what's your problem? Because some people are trying to be too safe. But I challenge you in the name of God. I wake you up in the name of God. I declare that the sleeping giant inside of you, he shall wake in the name of Jesus. So the atmosphere of victory is the bold atmosphere. People that are ready and saying God can do it. You need to be bold. Ask God for big things. Some of you need to ask God for your school. Ask God for your apartment. Like, God, everybody in this apartment, I want anyone that is not saved, I want you, because we are praying prayers that are too simple. Just God help me feed my family. God wants to do more than that. So we need to be bolder. We as a church even need to be bold. I say, God, on this street, we want to create that this building here, there will be some kind of rearrangement in the city thing, that something is happening on the corner of Madison and Mason. We don't know what it is, but it seems like violence is not able to happen there. We need to begin to be bold and ask God for big things. Finally, this morning, or this night stroke morning, be sacrificial. The atmosphere of victory is the atmosphere of sacrifice. If you've been around, I've been seeing a lot of sacrifice seeds and all of that. I don't know why I'm going that route. Sometimes, in fact, today I almost wanted to delete it. But I believe God is pushing it. Because you see, there is something about what you put in the ground. There is something about the seed sown. There is something about sacrifice. In 2018, don't joke with your seeds. Don't joke with your seeds. Don't. That's not the year to say, well, I will give if I feel like. I will be part of it if I... No. Many people are going to schedule their own harvest by their own seed. God is going to bless us as a congregation. But you see, there are some people in this congregation that will become what we used to joke as a man. You know, there is a person that will be, you say, this man is a man. And there's another person that will stand. And you'll be like, this guy, the capacity and the things that God is doing through him, it's like 15 people. I heard the story once of a man that came to meet the general overseer. I didn't confirm the story, but I heard it from somebody else. And he said this person told the general overseer when they wanted to roof one of the buildings in camp. And he told the general overseer, he said, how much will it cost? And the general overseer said, are you kidding me? He said, how much will it cost? And he told him the amount. These guys, one human being, wrote the check. And at that time, the banks in Nigeria, they needed, I think, some billion naira, the currency in Nigeria, to capitalize their company. This guy was able, only him, not a group of compression, one man was able to give what the banks were gathering together to finance themselves. God is going to make such men out of this place. But that amen will be tied to your seed. You have to be sacrificial. Look at somebody, say, be sacrificial. I want you to rise up, shout victory of the way. Happy New Year! Come on, go! Go ahead, shout, 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 hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, congratulate people. Happy New Year. Welcome them into 2018. 2018 is my year of victory. Oh, 2018 is my year of victory. 2018, my year of victory. In the name of Jesus. 2018 is my year of victory. Hallelujah. 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 Give us a song. One song. One song.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are the days of great triumph, of valor and justice and war.
Before, but look out for 2018. You are going to win. You are going to enjoy victories, and these are sweatless victories. Before you finish celebrating God for one, another one will show up. In the name of Jesus, I see you enjoying victory all the way. You will see you enjoy victory in your finances. You will enjoy victory in your marriage. You will enjoy victory on your career. It will be well with you this year. In the name of Jesus. All right. We're going to break bread in this new, beautiful new year. This amazing year. This year that will be year of years for us. This year that will be all the good things that God has promised us, that has eluded us, that will happen for us. Because in this year, we'll be praiseful. All right? In this year, we'll be what? We'll be praiseful. We will not allow our mouth to be quiet about things God is doing. We will create an atmosphere of praise. And in this year, we'll be what? Prayerful. Look at your neighbor, say, I will be prayerful. In this year, say, my prayer altar receives a fresh fire. In the name of Jesus. So this year will be praiseful. This year will be prayerful. This year we will be bold. The Bible says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. There is nothing that is possible for God that will be impossible for me this year. I will enter into offices that I thought I couldn't enter before. I will speak to people that I thought I couldn't speak to before. Because the boldness of God is on the inside of me. In the name of Jesus. In this new year, I will be sacrificial. I will sow seeds. I will sow time. I will sow resources into the work of God, into the lives of men. In the name of Jesus. Let me read this scripture and we're going to break this bread. We'll say some prayer. I'll read the prophecy that our general overseer gave. And then we'll be on our way home. It's going to be a good year. I know it's going to be a good year. Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. I'll read from verse 1. Please keep standing. Or just the whole service is going to end in about 20 minutes. So let's keep it standing. It's a good time to stand. Because it's a year we will pray. We're not going to. Nothing light this year. Nothing cold this year. Exodus 12, verse 1 to. I'll start from verse 1, read to 4. Then I will jump to verse 11. Exodus 12 from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak you to all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, and a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto him or to his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Then I jump to verse 11. And thus shall you eat it with your loins guarded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And I declare God will pass through this year for you. For you, God will start from January all the way to December. It will eliminate the evils there. It will make sure that the right favor will be at the right places for you. It will make sure that when you show up, the things that need to show up will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Say, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. And I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Everything that say you will not go. Everything that say you will not reach the goal that God has for you. Because that was what the firstborns were doing to the Israelites. They represented the obstacle to their next level. I declare that everything standing in the way of your victory, from this morning, they are taken care of in the name of Jesus. Both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. As we break this bread this morning, evil will pass over you. I declare in 2018, evil will come near your house, but they will see the blood of sprinkling and they will pass over. There is an exemption clause over your family. On the list of death you have been removed. On the list of sickness you have been removed. On the list of fatalities you have been removed. In the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that these elements will carry the power that originally you put into them. And as the people take it, Lord, we declare it will be a new season of victory. They will enjoy victory on another level. In the name of Jesus. I need someone on the keyboard. I'll give to the pastors and they will help me just so that we can be fast. I need the pastors to come, please. Help me. You take one. And then maybe I just give you that. Okay, since you already took one. Yeah, let's make it snappy. As they share that, I will read some of the prophecies that we can share for now. I know we'll have more. as the year go. But you should know, this will be a year for victory for you. It will be victory all the way. In the name of Jesus. The prophecies that relate to individuals, if you want to write this, I think they'll put it up. The first one, some of you might have even heard it because most people listen, watch internet more than any other. The first one says, erstwhile stubborn mountains will move. Or mountains that have been stubborn before will move this year. So there are things that you have not been able to do that you have been struggling with. Some people have had habits. They have had limitations that they have struggled with. This year they will move in the name of Jesus. Please, when you get the elements, just wait for me. Just hold it. Open them, but just hold it. The second one that was said was that many people will wake up to realize that their future is not in the hand of any government. And as a result, a lot of lost ground will be reclaimed. So listen to that. Because some people think that our president, you know, no love lost for him, maybe who controls your future, who determines what happens to you next. But hear it very clearly that the government or the government controlling your life is the government of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, this year, every lost ground, you will reclaim them back. I'd say every lost ground, you will reclaim them back. The final one for what is concerning us in this place right now. Saboteurs will be disgraced and displaced. I say saboteurs will be disgraced and displaced. Anything that has been wasting your effort will be disgraced and displaced. Anything that has not been allowing you to have something to show for your effort will be disgraced and displaced. In the name of Jesus. So the night which Jesus died, or the night which he was betrayed, he took the bread, he broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. And as you do it in remembrance of me. We'll take it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's eat it together. If you have goals that you have written down for 2018, you have things that you are believing God for, whether they are written on paper, whether they are on your phone. When we drink the blood of sprinkling, when we take this blood together, I want you to pray in the Holy Ghost. Or if you don't know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, I want you to pray in understanding. Laying your hands on those things and believing that God will pass through that thing. Because that's what he told them. He said, when you eat this meat, I will pass through the land. But for us, the land in this case is the year. God will pass through the year for us. And will make this year fruitful. In the name of Jesus. And he took the blood. He said, this is the blood of the new covenant. And he said, this blood was shed for you. And as often as you do this in remembrance of me. We take it in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Leboruskata. Linglato ziplengataria. Rushe padagila sotosokodoya. If you are married, hold your wives. Pray together. Declare that in the name of Jesus, your plans are coming true. God is going through this year for you. God is making way for you. God is breaking barriers for you. God is making things happen for you. In the name of Jesus. Lilabatos kena leha. Ijoluruka preta legalaboroseta. Rige paroto seketelia. Leriga parando rotosia. Lerusha pela berande lelekete. Rugo patase. Jelika Radika Parina Manina Nianekeya, you the God of Covenant, Yasekatia, Manle Keretolo, Jele Periande, Mama Maruse Ketelia, Rele Berekelea, Runomo Shatalia, Reka Potosidia, in Nini Shateaba, in the name of Jesus. Let it be, Father. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We're going to engage with those prophecies real quick. We'll turn them into prayer. And then I'll ask you to do one more thing and we'll be on our way. The first thing you are going to pray is that you know some of those mountains. You know those things that have eluded you. You know those things that have been stubborn. Some of you have had terminal diseases. Some of you have had issue with immigration. Let me tell you this. This is that year where God will do what men have said was impossible. God will change policies on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So I want you to mention that mountain, and you are going to say, Father, this stubborn mountain, and then you mention the name, be gone this year in the name of Jesus. Will you declare that this morning? Father, the stubborn mountains in this room, we agree together. We give them quick notice, quick notice. We saw them in 2017. We shall see them no more in the name of the Lord. Leriga Barasia, Romende Karika, Yelebeketeleya, Luce Petosikata, Yenemandele Boshata. Thank you, Father. Rusha Padeka. Lord, let it be your name. Let your name be glorified. Rushe peregelele beleare bosha. Desepataya. Luro monono mononia. Andelele katesia. Thank you, Lord. Rico patalaya. Rendele shataya. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to say, Father, every lost ground that I lost to carelessness, to the devil, to anything, I reclaim them back this year in the name of Jesus. Will you pray that? Liberosia, Father, in the name of Jesus, every lost ground that we lost to whatever thing last year, or we've lost to anything in any of our years, we take them back. We reclaim them back in the name of Jesus. It is your word. It is what you have declared. We receive it by faith. Let it be your God. Ramba tokotolokoia. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Finally, for prayer, you are going to speak to wasters. Whatever has wasted my effort, or whoever has wasted my effort, you will be displaced and you will be disgraced in the name of Jesus. You are going to say, Father, every waster, every saboteur of my effort, of our harvest, we declare you will be displaced, you'll be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Make it loud, make it loud. Remember, we are praying. This year is a year of prayer. Ye podusha patalia, keremeka sotosia. Every saboteur, everything that wastes effort as a church, as individual, in our family, maybe it's an habit. Perusha kekelekea. We speak against you in the name of Jesus. You are disgraced, you are displaced. No more will you have your hold in the name of Jesus. God is glorified, God magnified, His power made known. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.